welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. The talents of Benny Carter are so diverse and magnificent that I think he certainly qualifies as an American genius. Carter was a superb alto saxophonist, trumpeter, bandleader, arranger, and composer of music for jazz bands, movies, and television, an all-around musician's musician for three quarters of a century. In this hour, launching a three-part series about Benny Carter, we'll hear him in recordings from the 30s through the 50s with some of the most brilliant names of jazz: Fletcher Henderson, Django Reinhardt, and tenor sax giant Coleman Hawkins. Here's a demonstration of Carter's luscious alto saxophone sound in a trio session from the 50s with pianist Teddy Wilson. Tenderly, a good sample of the smooth, velvety, expressive quality of Benny Carter's alto saxophone sound with drummer Joe Jones and pianist Teddy Wilson from the 50s. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for a series of programs appreciating an American genius, saxophonist, trumpet player, arranger, singer, bandleader, and composer, Benny Carter. And by the way, I've posted at the Jazz Rhythm website some photos, an article, and links to excellent Benny Carter sites at jazzhot.bigstep.com. By the early 30s, Carter had become widely respected among jazz musicians, writing some of the most advanced jazz arrangements around and recording under his own name. Here from 1937 are a couple of good examples of Benny's advanced writing and unorthodox arranging for his own orchestra. In starkly contrasting moods, Devil's Holiday and Lonesome Nights are scored for three trombones in the brass section and, surprisingly, in Devil's Holiday, a flute solo. Thank you. Benny Carter's fine orchestra of 1933 at the then leading edge of what would soon be called swing, Lonesome Nights and Devil's Holiday. On this first of three programs, saluting Benny Carter, an American genius, bandleader, composer and arranger, and superb virtuoso of alto saxophone, trumpet, and clarinet. Next are a couple of Benny Carter's earliest recordings from 1930 and 33, when he was making a name for himself as music director of the Chocolate Dandies. For these sessions, he created lasting classics like De Blues, with Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax and Carter playing clarinet. Then on I Never Knew, Carter plays both alto sax and trumpet alongside Chu Berry on tenor sax. Thank you. the early music of American genius Benny Carter with the Chocolate Dandies from Jazz Rhythm. More than a brilliant instrumentalist and composer, Carter was a superb arranger. His arranging skills were in demand by Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, and Tommy Dorsey, among many others. And between 1929 and 31, he did a lot of arranging for Fletcher Henderson, also playing excellent alto sax and clarinet on many discs, like Keep a Song in Your Soul, Sweet and Hot, vocal by trombonist Jimmy Harrison, Raisin' the Roof, and Blazin'.
I've got to have music, cause I'm mad about music, but the music have got to be sweet and high. Got to be sweet, got to be high. I've got to have girlfriends, cause I'm mad about girlfriends, and my girlfriends have got to be sweet and hot, sweet and hot. I mean, I want them hot. I don't care what tune, as long as it's a hot tune. Just keep the heat in it, but sweetness, cause I've got to have music, and I'm mad about music, but the music have got to be sweet and hot. Got to be sweet, got to be hot, but it's little, little, dot. Thank you.
Benny Carter's state-of-the-art arrangements for large jazz band around 1930 by the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra on Benny Carter, an American genius from jazz rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Carter doesn't share any of the, shall we say, eccentricities or extreme appetites of the more colorful early jazz personalities. However, in younger days, he was a bit of a practical joker. For instance, while rooming with trumpeter Rex Stewart, Carter and another musician once tied ropes to the sleeping man's bed and shook it until Rex woke thinking he was in an earthquake. And Carter grew up in a rough neighborhood. He learned how to take care of himself on the street, and he had the large hands of a boxer. Stewart tells another story that once, while playing a dance date during World War II, a burly sailor kept tugging on Benny's pant leg, demanding, "Play Stardust, Sambo." Finally, Carter unhooked his alto, stepped off the stand, floored the sailor, and then resumed playing. Similar tales reveal that the usually cool-headed Carter could be formidable when provoked. Here's Carter's Fine Orchestra of 1933 again, with Six Bells Stampede, and Benny handling the yodeling duties himself on Swing It.
Swing it, yeah, swing it. Now harmonies and Don't you know that if you don't swing it, it don't mean a thing? Swing it up and swing it down. Swing it all around the town. Oh, swing it. Yeah, swing it.
Vocal by Benny Carter from a 1933 Swing It and Six Bells Stampede. You're hearing the first of three programs on the remarkable and far too often overlooked talent of American music, Benny Carter, on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.